Joining me on Tech Daily today is a young Australian entrepreneur looking to bring new headphone technology to the market. On the line, I have Stefan Bizitz-Bullen. Welcome to Tech Daily, Stefan.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Now, you currently have a crowdfunding campaign underway to help you launch your Conduit sports headphones, which incorporate some groundbreaking technology. Tell me about these headphones and what sort of sets them apart from the rest.
So the biggest thing that we've done is we've created the world's first unified in-ear and off-ear headphones. And just to speak to that a little, traditional headphones and earphones, they block you out from the outside world. And what I mean by that is, if you're listening to them, you're generally not hearing anything else very well. Whereas Conduit Sports, they let you do that. You can block everything out if you want with the in-ear buds, but you can also, through the use of our off-ear technology, which is sort of the revolutionary part, listen to music and everything around you at the same time. And that has a lot of implications and uses for sport and safety.
Right, so specifically what you're doing here is you've got what's called dynamic bone conducting technology. Tell me about how that actually works.
Sure. So bone conduction technology in itself is not actually new. It's just starting to be commercialized. It's been used by the military a lot in the field, and it kind of goes all the way back to Beethoven, actually. He used to stick little rods in his pianos and bite it, and as he was going deaf, he could still hear because the sound would transmit through his teeth, and he'd pick that up. So we've kind of got a really sophisticated version of that. So the way an off-ear speaker works, as opposed to a traditional in-ear speaker, is that it sits just in front of your ear, not in it or over it, and it creates vibrations which travel through the bones, bypassing the ear canal, bypassing the middle ear, going straight to the cochlea, where you then perceive the sound. And the important aspect of it is that because your ears are unblocked, you hear everything around you while still hearing the music.
Okay, and what is there a difference in the quality of what you hear if you're hearing it conducted through your bones?
So the bone conduction sound quality, it has on-par fidelity at higher frequencies as in-ear buds that you're used to, but at lower frequencies, it can drop a bit. But we adjust for that with equalization and fake bass algorithms, meaning that in reality, the off-ear sound that you're going to get is going to be as good as earbuds while still leaving you situationally aware, but not it won't be the same as, audiophile overhead earphone.
Okay, so tell me, the idea of this having this situational awareness because you're not having a headphone blocking your ear, tell me who that's aimed at.
So we think there's a lot of groups that could benefit from it, but some of the big ones that a lot of people might be able to relate to are cyclists and joggers in an urban environment. So the idea was actually spawned because I had a friend who was hit by a car while listening to earbuds, and while that was, a bit silly of him to be doing that, people aren't going to stop listening to music while cycling or in the city. It's just not going to happen. So with these, you can cycle, jog, walk to work in an urban environment, listen to your music and feel totally safe. In the same way, also for people walking home alone at night, a lot of people have told me that they're interested in the product because they don't listen to music on the walk home, after dark, and they might want to now. But they're the safety aspects. The social aspects that maybe even bigger, which is things like if you're at a gym and you've got a coach training you, you can listen to music now and still hear your coach giving you instructions. Or if you're playing golf, you can listen to music and, walk around having a chat with your mates as you go down the drive. And still hear the music. So it's like a personal radio in a way. You get that experience where you can hear everything around you, be social, and still hear music.
Okay, let's talk about the crowdfunding side of things. What are you looking to achieve through your crowdfunding?
So the actual aim of the crowdfunding at the moment, our stated goal is the 50,000 raise, but the actual relationship between what we're looking to get is pretty complex. It's a complex kind of algorithm between what we raise and then what our investors put in. So we're really doing the crowdfunding to get the interest, to get ourselves put ourselves out there, and also start to have some sort of a collaborative process with backers so that if they tell us we really want to see this in camo, we'll bring it to them in camo. Or if we think you could tweak this before going to mass production, we'll probably tweak that. So it's not just about the crowdfunding, as we are already backed by major US investors.
And what will a set of these Conduit sports headphones cost when they come to market, or when your campaign is achieved?
So right now they're ranging between 101 and 151 Australian dollars on Kickstarter. when they go to market, they'll be in the order of $190.
Okay, so well, there's a good incentive for any early adopters to get on board then, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. That was $190 that I just said. So there's a 60% discount currently for early adopters, 60 to 40%, depending on how early you are. I think we've got 1,000 units that we're selling at 60%.
So, Stefan, you're saying that this is the first time that in-ear and off-ear bone-conducting technology has been combined into one set of headphones?
Yeah, so there are other off-ear speakers, off-ear bone conduction headphones, but they are very frustrating to use because they force you to listen to the outside world permanently. You can never switch back. And the reality is that most people will use this off-ear technology sometimes, but other times they just want a great set of sports earbuds that work the way their traditional earbuds do, and they can block out the world around them. So we're the first to combine the two technologies in a single product, and we've done that with pretty smart technology around how the transfer of the sound works. So as soon as you pull out the earbuds, which are stored on the back of the headset, a magnetic proximity sensor flips and the sound automatically transfers to the earbud from the off-ear speaker. As soon as you put it back, it goes to the off-ear speaker. There's no buttons, no issues. It's really straightforward.
Excellent. Okay, for anyone who'd like to check out more information on this or get on board with the crowdfunding campaign, where do they go?
www.conduitsports.com. That's C-O-N-D-U-I-T. Or just jump on Kickstarter and search for Conduit Sports.
Excellent, Stefan. Thanks for your time and all the best with the campaign.
Thanks, mate.